The Gemara Daf Ches Amud Aleph has the following statement, second long line. The Amar Ravin by Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak Maisa B'mavli Echad Shetzido Echad Kala L'yam V'tzido Echad Kala L'ashba. So there is a certain mavli. One side of the mavli was bordered by the yam, and one side of the mavli was bordered by a garbage dump. So Rabbi didn't comment as to whether this was a permissible area for tiltal. He didn't want to say it's asur taltel, because after all there were mechitzas. But he didn't want to be matir, because it sounds like we're relying on the ashba is forming a mechitza, and maybe the ashba is going to get removed, they'll get rid of the garbage dump, and you want a mechitza on that side. And maybe the river is going to be overrun by some kind of erosion, and that's going to compromise that mechitza as well. Okay, so what is the picture that we're talking about? That seems to be a machlokas we've shown him, although it could be, it's not really a nafka mina lahalacha. Rashi understands. Take a look at Rashi here. Tzido echad yam v'tzido echad ashba. V'rosho echad sasam kishar mavoy. One end, the head of it, is plugged up like any other mavoy. V'rosho echad l'shis harabim. The other head opens to l'shis harabim. Mesukan Balachi Vikara, and that is corrected. There's a tikkun on the end of Shisarabim of Lachi Vikara. So if you picture a mavui as a rectangle, Rashi is describing that on the shorter ends of the rectangle, one opened, one is Sasim, and the other one is open to Shisarabim with the tikkun. And on the longer ends, on one side you have the Ashba, and on one side you have the Yap. So two notes. Number one, the Masifta Gemara points out over here. Obviously, when Rashi tells you Rosh Echad Sasam, it doesn't mean it's blocked with a stone wall, because then you don't have a Mavi. A Mavi definitionally requires Batim Chatseiros Tzuchim L'socha. A Mavi means that you have houses that open to a Chatseiros, and the Chatseiros open to the Mavi. So if you had a Mavi where one side opens to Shesar Abim, one side is blocked by a stone wall, one side opens to the yam, and one side opens to the garbage dump, then you don't have any batim chaseiros. So obviously, when Rashi means rosho echad sasam, he means one side of it is, it's sasam, meaning there's a mechitza, but it opens up into batim chaseiros. So it's sasam with batim chaseiros on that end. Okay. But either way, that's what Rashi explains, that the tzir is on the long sides it opens to the yam and to the ashva, and on the short sides it opens to shesarabim and to batim v'chatseiras.
So sasam is in contrast to paros. It's not right. Considered a pierce, it's considered a makom mukta.
Right. Or mukas.
Halachically
sasam. Right. Okay, the Ritva quotes this daya, and then he quotes a Yesha Pirshu, quotes the second shot. The Ritva here, Dibur Maskil Hud Amrinan. He says that the seer is that on the long sides it's open to on the long sides, it's sasam, meaning you have, aside from the openings to the batim chaseiros, on the long sides it's otherwise sasam, and on the short sides it opens into a yam and to a and to an ashba. Right, and then the question is, can you be metaltel in that mavoi without any further tikkun? So you don't have any lachi v'kar anywhere. You don't need it, perhaps. So you have it's sasim on either side, or sasim to the extent that it's open to batim v'chaseros. And on the short side, it opens to the yam and to the ashba. Then the question is, can you use a taltel inside on that basis? So if you look how the Shulchan Aruch goes to the Salacha, and we haven't yet gotten to whether we paskin the concern about Sirtern per se, but Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Kavtes, Shin Samach Gimel Kavtes, Mavui Shitsido Echad Kala L'Yam, Vitsido Echad Kala L'Ashba, so one side ends in the Yam, the other side ends in the Ashba, Shel Rabim, Ein Sara Klum, you don't require any further tikkun. Sha'ashra sha'rabim ein asuya lehispanos. We're not worried that the garbage is going to be removed. Ve'ein choshin shem b'yala yam sirtan. We're not worried, we'll get to this in the Gemara in a few moments, but Mechaber paskins that we're not choshishin for sirtan. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here, Kuf Yud Ches. How does the Mishnah Berurah describe the picture? Kalalayam. Rasalomar. Shahayla Hamavoy Shnei Tzedadim Mibatim Chatzeros. So there were two sides of the Mavoy open to Batim Chatzeros. Vishnei Rashaha Shemi Mizrach Mimarav. In the two short sides, the two openings. Echre Yakala Liyam Vechre Yakala La Ashba Shagavoa Saritvachim in Akarka. Right, so that sounds like the tzir in the ritva, the second shot in the ritva, that it's the short sides that open into the yam and the ashba.
Like the ritva.
Like the ritva. However, you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in the Shari Tzia in Sadi Beis, Sadi Beis. He says, Hey Muchach bePerusha Beinu Chananel, v'zeh Kavana Sarambam, Shakasav Kala. So he thinks that the mashmos of the word Kala implies that it's the short side that goes into the Yam and the Ashba, meaning a Mavi that ends in. Ends in sounds like it's the beginning and the end of the Mavi, which are the short sides. So it's the short side going into the Yam and to the Ashba. V'ayim b'pirsh Rashi, meaning to say Rashi doesn't learn that pshat the way we saw Rashi. U'ledina lo pli gedadi, but it's not really a machlokas adina, because the din is the same. Whatever, whether it's the short side or the long side that opens into the Amri Yabasha, the principle that is addressed here, whether chashin l'sirton, applies either way. As long as you have an area that's enclosed on all sides with whatever tikkun is necessary. And the question is, can you rely on the mechitza of the yam or the ashba to function as a sufficient mechitza? So that, Mishnah Berurah says, doesn't make a difference whether you have Rashi's tzior or the Ritva's tzior. Okay. So how do we paskin on this question of sirtum? So let's go on a little bit in the Gemara. So are we really concerned? Then maybe the ashba is going to be removed, and therefore we can't rely on the mechitza of the ashba. Vatanan, ashba b'rishus harabim, gavoa saratvachim, chalon shal gaba zorkan labashabis. Amashani bin ashba the rabbin, ashba the yachid. Hachanami shani bin rechava the rabbin, rechava the yachid. Rabbanan mai. Amr of Yotib Rav Dim Mitanim Vachamim Osrin. Amr of Nachman Allah Gidei Rechachamim. Iga da Amri, Amr of Yotib Rav Dim Mitanim Vachamim Matirin. Amr of Nachman Ed Allah Gidei Rechachamim. Fine. Maremar Pasigle Lusur Beuzli. Maremar created a mechitza in Surah where there was a river with Uzli with nets. Amar Chayshina and Shemba Yala Hayam Sirtan. So the Girsa we have in front of us in the Gemara is that a Maremar made a Melchitza of nets in Surah because he was concerned the Shemba Yala Hayam Sirtan. That sounds like, in principle, the Melchitza Sayam should have been sufficient. However, because of the Chashash Shemba Yala Hayam Sirtan, you're not allowed to rely on the Melchitza Sayam. And therefore, he needed to make a mechitza, which he made out of nets, in order to be matir that area of Bitilto. Okay. Rabbeinu Chananel here, on the side of the page, is Gores Lo Chayshin An Shema Yala Hayam Sirta. So he made a mechitza out of nets. He held that we're not choshesh for sirtav. Sirtav is not a concern. So the mechitza tayam in principle is sufficient. So then you have to figure out, well, why did you need the mechitza nets? If lo choshesh and shema yala hayam sirtav. So let's just see how the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam is Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Hey. Shabbos Perek Yitzayin Halacha Hey, Mavoi Shetzido Echad Kol LaYam Shetzido Echad Kol LaAshva Shel Rabim Eino Saraklum. You don't need any tikkun. You can rely on the Mechitza Sayam. SheAshva Shel Rabim Eino Siyulis Panos. We're not worried that the garbage dump is going to be removed. No one ever gets rid of garbage. Vein Choshishin Shema Yala Hayam Sirton. And we're not concerned. Shema Yala Hayam Sirton. So if that's the case, what was Maremar doing in Surah by making mechitzas of these uzli? Says the Magen Mishnah, Perish Surah Mevuos Hanifulashin Shela Hayikal Nitzad Echad LeYam. So in Surah, the Mavi Mefulash ended in the Yam. The Sham Ein Lachush, and there's no concern about the Kashis and the Mechitza, Lefisha Eina Yam Basilto in a Mavi, because no one's going to carry from the Yam into the Mavi. The Ein Lachush Shem Yala Hayam Sirtan, Kolomer She Yisrache Hayam Im Komo. The Yishar Osa Mokom Refesh Vitit, the Yitatul Minamovila. So we're not concerned about Shema Yala Yam Sirton. If we would have been concerned of Shema Yala Hayam Sirton, so then that could create an area in which one would be metaltel between the Mavoi and the Yam. Right now, if you have a functioning Yam, it's water. So no one's going to carry from the Mavoi into the water because people don't generally walk through water. The concern, if we would have held Shema Yala Hayam Sirtan, so then the concern would be that if the water dries up and you have land that you can walk on where the water used to be, then maybe you'd be metaltil from the Mavoi into that land. Aval litzad acher hayatzarach mechitza. But you do need a mechitza on the other side of the Mavoi, the regular side of the Mavi that needs a tikkun like any Mavi. Vaya osa sa berishtos. And that's what he used uzli for. Vahayu kalim hasiram v'chol ulanicham be'er Shabbos. And that was a convenience. Meaning, In Surah, you didn't have the Asra and the Yam. That was the theoretical case the Gemara starts with. In Surah, you had a Mavi. So on one side, the Mavi ended in the Yam. And the other side, the Mavi needed a regular Tikkun. So you could have made, let's say, a Surah Sapasach or whatever Tikkun you needed on the other side. But it was convenient to use nets because they were easily removable. So it was easy to put up the net in Erev Shabbos and take it down on Motzei Shabbos. So the rishtos, the uzli that the Nesura put up, had nothing to do with the Yam. It was on the other side. On the side of the Yam, there's no concern of Shema Yalla Hayam Sirton. The Mechitzas Hayam is fully functional, and you don't need any tikkun. They needed a tikkun on the other side, like any other mavoi, and for that, they used uzli, because that was practically advisable. That was a convenience. But the uzli has nothing to do with the Yam. That's how the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam, presumably the Rabbeinu Chananel, how even though, or because, lo chashin l'sirton, that explains what were the uzli that you used. You know, if you read the Gemara straight, it sounds like the uzli were connected to the sirton. So if you have the gears of Rashi, Shema Yalla Yam Sirton, that we are choshesh, then presumably the uzli were used to be makif the Yam. But if you have the gears of the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam, that lo chashin l'shema Yalla Yam Sirton, you don't need any tikkun on the side of the Yam, the uzli were used on the other side. And why uzli as opposed to anything else? It was convenient. That's how the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam, and presumably the Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's go back to Rashi.
What is sirton?
Sirton is erosion or piles of sand or some refish vitit, some material that's going to erode on the side of the Yam and obliterate or render dysfunctional the Mechitzas Hayam. Now, we haven't yet defined what Mechitzas Hayam is. That'll be the next discussion. For now, let's assume that Mechitzas Sayam means that you have a slope on the river bank that has a shear of a Mechitza. That's what we call the tell the socket, or it goes straight up.
And
right.
You're afraid that the storm's going to come and just knock that.
Right, so then you won't have that shear Mechitza anymore. Right. You'll have erosion that'll erode the Mechitza.
And so we're not, the Rabbeinu Chananel, or Rambam's not pushing for that.
Right.
I guess it'll be erode, that's good. If there's a storm, you would know about it.
Right, I don't know if that's a chashash or chok. I think last time you asked, why we choshish for sirton, and if chashin l'sirton and not other things that maybe are more plausible or likely.
So you mean like a storm situation in the city?
What? Or delas shein, mechisa shein yichol lam v'ruch mitzuya.
Right.
So as long as it's yichol lam v'ruch mitzuya, then that's a good mechitza, but you could have a Rosh Eina Mitzuya too. So it's a Rosh Eina Mitzuya less shkiach than Yalla Yam Sirtam. So you ask, how does Chazal decide where to be gozer, where not to be gozer?
Right, and so the back in the...
But leaving that aside...
Fine. But what's the chance of defending the Rebbeinu Chananel that they used the net to solve what?
On the other side.
Yeah, but what did it do?
It was easier to put up and down than, let's say, a Lachi V'Kora or Tzuris HaPesa.
Oh, so
it was for general, whatever tikkun you needed on the Ruach Revius.
Oh, that was
in order to right. That was it was pragmatic. That's how the Magen Mishnah learns.
I don't think it's easy to just put a string up between two posts.
So they might not have had...
They put up two posts in the
okay. But that's... That's what he says. He says, "Hayukalam asira mecholal yichmer Shabbos." It was easier than what the alternative would have been. Okay, that's of whatever their options were. That was easier for them. Okay, fine. So that's the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam that are goreis lo chashina l'sirtan. What about Rashi? Rashi is goreis what we have in front of us, chashin and shema yalla yam sirton. So how does Rashi explain what he did in Surah? Take a look. Pasuk le l'sura b'uzli, hayam hayasamach l'sura me'achareha. So the yam was behind Surah, or in the back of Surah. The rashi yam mavoi was mifulash yam. And the mavoi opened up into the yam. So he made nets at the entrance to, or to border, to cut off the mavli. So he wouldn't have to rely on the mechitza sayam. Amar shema yala yam sirton umetalti nami b'mevoos kidemei kara. Because what's the concern? If the mechitza sayam are going to erode, and then you won't realize that you don't have mechitza anymore, and people are going to continue to be metaltil in the mavoi the way they used to. So because of this kashash, he made additional mechitzas not to rely on the mechitza sayam. Right? Agav, the way the Magen Mishnah presented it, the concern was, if you would have said, Chashin Hashem Yala Hayam Sirton, then we're worried that people are going to carry from the Mavoi into the Yam. Rashi is saying that when we do say Chashin on the Sirton, it's because people are going to carry in the Mavoi, not realizing that the Mavoi is no longer Misukan L'Tiltal. Right, so it sounds like, according to the Magen Mishnah, even if Yala Yam Sirton, it would still be mutter to be metaltel in the Mavi itself. Right, Rashi's saying that Chashin Hashem Yala Yam Sirton, what's going to happen if the Mechitza Sayam erodes? Then people won't realize that they're not Mechitza Sayam anymore, and they will continue to be metaltel in the Mavi the way they used to. That's what we would have intuitively assumed. The Magen Mishnah's presentation is that if you would have been concerned, Shema Yala Hayam Sirtan, which we're not Lalach according to the Rambam, if you would have been concerned, the concern would have been that you're going to carry from the Mavoi into the Yam or vice versa. But it doesn't sound like the Magen Mishnah is worried about carrying in the Mavoi per se.
If I thought I could go from the Mavoi to the beach, I'm going to make that mistake. Then I would also make the mistake of being metaltel in the Mavoi itself.
So you're saying, according to the Magen Mishnah, it's pashut that that's also a concern?
Maybe that's right. In other words,
why?
I'm not going to speak about the more obvious thing. Yeah, but if a person is going to think he can go from the Mavoi to the beach,
right?
Then he has no problem going in the Mavoi itself.
But why would he only express it when you think that's a koshigan?
I was asking
another
question.
Is there a reason why the Magen Mishnah specified that? What seems more?
Well, that's the question I'm raising. That's what I'm asking.
You're saying, is there any tam? Isn't Rashi the Pasha de Mahal here? Is that right?
Well, Rashi's I think Rashi is more intuitive. That's what you would assume, that the concern would be with Tatal and the Mavi, because that's what we're worried about, right?
Mm-hmm, but
the Magen Mishnah say not that. They say we're concerned about being the Tatal from the Mavi into the Yam. Rashi.
And Lamaisa, though, the Magen Mishnah is saying that we're not Choshesh for that in the Rambam.
Correct. He's saying if he would have been Choshesh, that's
how he explains the Tzibur.
That's what the concern would have been.
But in Rashi's case, it happens on Shabbos?
Or it happened during the week, but you didn't know. It happened whenever it happened. Chashin Hashem Yala Yam Sirta means at some point maybe it's going to erode and you won't have mechitza anymore and you won't realize it because it's underwater anyway, so you can't tell. It wouldn't be readily known that the mechitza sayam is no longer functional.
You're saying but the chiddush is now the geography has changed, so then people might think you may go from the Mavoi to the beach, but we don't want them carrying the Mavoi either. But
right.
It's just the geography change, and that's the new problem because of the Sirta issue. But the obvious problem that has arisen. But of course, we don't have to talk about it.
So the Magen Rambam picks up on this issue in the Magen Mishnah. If you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, take a look at the Magen Rambam, Sifkat the Lamed Aleph. The Magen Rambam is commenting here. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam that lo chashin on l'sirton, and the Ramak was the Yesh Cholkim that chashin on l'sirton. So the Magen Avraham, commenting on that, and the Ramah says as follows: "Sifkatam Amid Aleph, Yala Yam Sirtam, Shekein Derech Hayam Shemiskatzir Vinasa Karka Barocha Parsa Ubali Amachisos Umetalteli Nabi Bevoskin the Megar." That's Rashi. Ube Magen Mishnah Mashma the Afal Pisha Yiskatzir Hayam. Even if there's going to be erosion, there's going to be Sirtam. Mikal Makom Nishar Midron Vaomek Yud. But there's still, you're still going to have a mechitza sayam, that's a regulation height mechitza, that could be makif the mavli. Ella, shachashashahi, shema yitaltalu, min hamavli, lemakom shenis yabesh hayam, shehu karmelis. The concern is that to be mitaltal in the mavli is not going to remain mutter. Because you have a mechitza sayam. Even if there's some erosion, it's not akedei kach, not mechitza sayam is compromised. But we're concerned because it's going to be more accessible, there's not going to be as much water, you could actually walk over that mechitza sayam, then people may come to be metalto into the carmelis because it dried up, into the yam because it dried up somewhat, and that's the carmelis. Afilu mukaf b'mechitza sayam, l'fisha l'hukum v'dira. And that's going to be a carmelis, even if it has mechitzos, but it's not open for deer, so it's like a karpif. Aval kesheyam kayim lecha chashasha she'ena hayam bas tiltol ima mavoi ad kam lishonam. That's the Magen Mishnah. The im kain. Lididei be'ina mechitzos gemuros Bitsad Hayam Velo Mahani Tuas Apesa Folathi Okora Kemosha Asa Amemar Shapasak Lusura Berishtos. What's that akavashon?
I'm pulling it up now. What was the one that I brought
together? Shin Samet Gimel Lamed Aleph.
Okay.
That's not a quote of the Bhagavad Mishnah. What's akavashon there? I did. I hadn't noticed that Akal Mishonah before. Because what he's saying is an explanation of the Magen Mishnah. He wasn't quoting the Magen Mishnah verbatim. He's explaining that according to the Magen Mishnah, the reason we're only concerned that you're going to be metaltel, if you would have been concerned of Shema Yala Yam Sirton, the concern is only that you'd be metaltel from the Mavoi into the Yam, because you still have a Mechitza Sayam that's sufficient to be Matir the Mavoi, but where are you going to be metaltel into the Yam, which is a carmelis? That's his explanation of the Magen Mishnah. That wasn't a verbatim quotation. So I don't know what the Akal Lashon is here.
It's also in the Bar Ilan version here. So.
No, it is there. I'm just trying to figure out what the citation is from.
That's interesting. But I guess he has this, he interpolates with the, I don't know.
Then he goes on to say, Nafka Mina between Rashi and the Magen Mishnah. V'imkele didei be'inan mechitzas gemuras b'tzadayam. According to the Magen Mishnah, you would need mechitzas gemuras. V'lo mahani tzuris ha'pesach olechi akora. But according to Rashi, it would be sufficient to have a tzuris ha'pesach on the side of the yam. Why is that? So take a look at the Matzis HaShekel. Hatur Svir Lekadash Rashi Vim Kain Tzagi B'tika. Where's the Lomar? Kaven the Metzina B'gemara the Amemar Asa Melchitza Gemura. So Amemar made these nets which were full Melchitzas. Im Kain the Rashi B'tur the Ein Bazatam Acher Kiyam Sheyam Melchus HaTikin Vavoy Kishiyal HaSirton. According to Rashi, these nets are clearly to fill in for Mechitzas Hayam. So that's the fair in the Magen Rav, that in the hypothetical of the Magen Mishnah is saying within the Rambam that we say lo chashiv l'sirtan. But the Magen Mishnah is hypothetical. If you would have been choshesh l'sirton, that the concern is that you're going to be metaltel from the mavoi into the yam, so that's a new kind of concern that isn't parallel to the regular need for a tikkun and a mavoi, and that would require a mechitza gemura. Okay. The Taz in Sivkat and Kav has an arichos here. He has a tshuva about whether, just as the Rama Alis Lechachila is Choshe Shekot Sadeya, that were Chashinan Shemayala Yam Sirton, is there a parallel Chashash that a river is going to freeze in the winter? And that could possibly compromise the Mechitzas Hayam in that case. So he assumes if you have a tail in the slacket anyway, so the existence of the tail in the slacket is not going to be compromised by the river freezing over. If not, he's concerned about the possibility of freezing over, and that would potentially compromise the mechitza all year round, even when it's not frozen. And Magen Avraham, at the end of Lamed Aleph, is only choshesh at the time that it is frozen. If you have a river that freezes over, then we're concerned then. But we're not going to invalidate it all year round just because of the possibility that it might freeze in the winter.
So the Taz is making a gezeira?
The Taz, in the spirit of Shemayala Yam Sirton, assumes that a parallel concern would exist by Nikrash.
But he's answering in the summer?
He's answering in the summer as well. Because
even though there is a, in other words, the Sheva is a seasonal Sheva.
Even though it's a seasonal. Right.
And it's not, it's not really Sheva. It's most likely.
It does. Experience has shown.
Right. Also,
Right. He has rayas.
So I mean, that's what I meant. During the summer, it's gezeirah atu of the winter.
Right, he says, "Eilam." I mean, towards the end, "Eilam." The dafka ba'ofsan shabbosos shemayim nekrash shviyasul talta b'chalayir alavishar shabbosos lo. So don't say what you're saying. Don't say it's only on the Shabbos that it's actually frozen. The armina v'hida chashina shemayalam sirton shveisul el. The Rebbe l'rasalomer heter afagav the ishmachitzas mitam the shemalif amim lo yeshamachitza koshigem azeh shuvadai brov hashanim, as he said. That Shema Yala Yam Sirton, we don't know if it'll be ever Yala Sirton, and yet we aser every Shabbos. So here our experience has shown that it does freeze over every winter, then we should definitely aser every Shabbos. So you're bothered, there's a difference. That by Sirton, It could be any week. There's no more or less chance any given week that'll be Yala Sirton than the next.
Right.
And here we know that it only happens in the winter, even though maybe
Sirton can happen overnight. That was wake up Shabbos morning.
Or maybe not. Or maybe if you're enough of a mumcha in the field, you can tell. You can forecast when Sirton's going to happen. And maybe that's no different than freezing over. There are probably certain meteorological phenomena that lead to Sirton. And you can predict what seasonally when that could happen. That's the Machlokes Taz Magen Avraham here. Are we concerned about frozen rivers only when they're frozen, or even when they are not frozen?
So he's very not goyris the Sfardim here. It's not really that the sheet in the mind of the Taz that's bothering the Taz. Oh, well. See, it's not such a chashash.
You mean the Rambam ben Chanan al Makaber?
Yeah, he's right. Like, the Taz, like, mm-hmm. He doesn't really see that as a data.
Right. Well, he's working Lalacha, so Lalacha, the Rambam quotes the Yesh Kalkin.
I understand.
Now, okay, let's take a look back at the Mishnah Berurah for a moment. So again, the Ramah says, "V'yesh cholkin v'sovrim dechayshin an shema yala hayam sirton ve'ein kan mechitza." Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Kuf kaf aleph yala yam sirton shekein derech hayam shema lachol v'avarim eitzos vaso." So it kicks up the sediment. Umis cats here. Vinasa karka barocha parsa ubali amufisas umatasli nabi bumavos to the mekara as we saw in Rashi. Let us take a look parenthetically at the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Tzion. Tarita says, Hidafka doesn't quote the Magen Mishnah Pshat. Vishmatiti pirsha Magen Mishnah Mishim dili didei nafka chumra. According to the Magen Mishnah, you end up with a Chumrah, Lefidas Magen Avraham, Le'inyan Imayah Ben Midron, Tel Maslake, Asar Mitoch Dali, Lamala Minamayim, that according to the Magen Mishnah, even if you have a Tel Maslake, we're still concerned, because the Magen Mishnah's, if we are concerned about Shem Yalei Yam Sirton, the concern is that you're going to be metaltil from the Mava into the Yam. So even if you have a tel maslakeh, that doesn't help you to allow you to be metaltel into the yam to the Carmelites. The aim of hachmir b'zeh, the Mishnah Berurah said you shouldn't be machmir for that. You be levachi v'day rishon ein koshin klal l'shem yalei yam sirton v'gam ator v'ozeruah tikkun kepeish rashi. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to be koshish l'halacha for the Magen Mishnah's pshat in sirton. And again, he doesn't point this out, but the Magen Mishnah himself is only saying. The Magen Mishnah is working the Rambam, who himself isn't Choshes L'Sirta. The Magen Mishnah is a hypothetical as far as he's concerned. What would you hold if Chashin L'Sirta? Fine. Back to Mishnah Berurah in the text.
That makes a difference?
Does that make a difference? It might make a drop of a difference. If you're looking for what to be choshesh for.
It's just being mefarish the Gemara according to the other day.
I understand, but
it's not
if you're.
But
the Magen Mishnah himself doesn't say la halacha. So it could be in the cheshbon of what to be choshesh for, if you have a rishon that's mefarish the Gemara in a certain way, but it's clear that he's not accepting that Gemara la halacha. So if other rishon do accept that Gemara la halacha, you have to be choshesh for the position of that rishon who didn't accept the Gemara la halacha as his premise. I'm not sure. I'm pointing out that in theory you could throw that into the mix also. But without that, the Mishnah Berurah says it's
right.
He's
not going to say it's a little bit in the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah's job is to mefarish the Rambam.
Right.
And here he's just going, he's just being now, he's being mefarish the Gemara.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, not sure. Good. But either way, the Mishnah Berurah says he's not concerned about that lahalacha. Okay, now I'm skipping the brackets. The schema achronim, lahachmir kadeyazu. To be machmir for the shita of Shamba Yala Hayam Sirta, like the Ramah. The Dafka B'yamim, Mishabura says, that's only by a sea, aval b'naharof, by a river, lo chashinan sheyala sirta. There's a difference between a sea and a river. V'nechshav sifath hanahar l'mechitza, kishayesh begova saratvachim. And in that case, if you have a river, as long as the river bank is 10 tefachim tall, then that's a sufficient mechitza, and we're not concerned about siraton when it comes to a river. That's the Magen Avraham in the end of Sifkat Lamed Aleph. Then he has a bracket: Achein Hanaharos Shadarvnis Yavish Bekayitz Kishem Is Yavshin Ein B'Midrash Shalhem Gova Asar Tzvachim Mitochal Amos Yesh Lesser B'Lotikin. If you have a river that dries up in the summer and doesn't have a shear mechitza anymore, then you have to be a choshesh in that case. Afilu kishelon is yabesh, techashina sheis yabesh v'la v'dayt. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah.
Does that you know, change the situation here?
I'm sorry?
I mean, whether the water is there or is not there is not really the issue, is it?
Well, the issue is that you can't tell. If the water is there, you don't know as easily whether there's a mechitza. So if you have a situation where when the water is there, you have a regulation size mechitza sayam, and when the water is not there, it also erodes part of the mechitza sayam so that it's not there anymore, then rechoshesh, that you won't, just like the concern of the frozen river, rechoshesh sheyisyabish v'lavadaitik.
So going along with the drying is the loss of.
Again, going along
with the drying of the river is the loss right. of the mechitza.
Correct. Right. Mm-hmm. Right, so that's the Magen Avraham. What the Mishnah Berurah is saying is for the Magen Avraham that by a river that dries up in the summer, you have to be choshesh. Where are you?
It's the beginning of this Mishnah Berurah.
In the brackets?
No, it's before the brackets. It's, yeah, it's at the very
beginning. Umiskaya Sabinasa Karka. Why is it in Rocha Parsa?
What's happening there?
Well, that's Siratan. That you have the sand that erodes the yam, and then you have it becomes dry land. Baruch Parsa. Why say it's Baruch Parsa? I don't know. Okay. I assume that's some of Dafka. Parsa is a long distance.
Yeah. You, like you get a sandbar type thing, or
yeah, I don't know why it says Parsa. Rashi in that part of it. So. Mm-hmm.
Some of the Gemara Erevin.
What
are we saying?
What that?
Gemara Erevin.
Haftalim. Yeah. Yes, is that Gemara Erevin? Yeah. Wait a second. I'm sorry. I only brought my volume in the sixth of this. So what is the mechitza sayam that we speak of here? So take a look back at Rashi. Look at Rashi Dibra Maskil Ashba. Again, the Gemara had the parallel cases of Ashba and Yam on either side. The Rashi writes, Ashba Gvavasar, the garbage dump that is functioning as a Mechitza is 10, 12, and 12. The Yam Svaso Gvavasar. And the Yam they're talking about has an edge, a bank, that is 10, 12, and 12. Right, so that sounds like the Mechitza Sayam is the river bank, which has a mechitza of 10 tvachim. Now the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Lamed is bothered by the following. Mavoi, mashmakan, diyam nasha lemechitza. Okay, the Tzarachim. The Kasva tosas dafka beza mebez, the tema. The Eretz Yisrael Tasa Rishis Hayachid Shahar Mugvoz Makifanosa Ubavel Tasa Rishis Hayachid De Makavla Nahardi Geles. Right, so Tosa is bothered. Why isn't Eretz Yisrael a Rishis Hayachid? Because it's surrounded by natural boundaries, and Bavel is surrounded by a river. V'yesh Lomer De Mechitza She'ena Suyubi De Adam Lochashim Mechitza. Tosa there, since we discussed this when we discussed Asur Rabim, that if you have a mechitza that isn't man-made, a natural mechitza, then it's not a halachic mechitza, v'asi rabim u'mevali mechitzan. So that a mechitza that is natural is going to be subject to asu rabim. So if that's the case, then how can a mechitza sayam ever be a mechitza? Isn't that definitionally subject to asu rabim because it's a natural made mechitza, according to Tosos? Yeah. Sarach Lomar. The Hachamari b'makam she'ein asfinos ovros sham v'namal. The sham have a yam mechitza. V'adin shar memos she'ein asfinos ovros sham heim atzman mechitza. D'moshe kasav nu seven shin and vav. V'gmar kaftal et tosvos. D'nahar ba'atzma have a mechitza. Kakas v'aruch eruch uzal. So Tosa says that it's true that a natural mechitza is subject to asur rabim, but that's only where you actually have traffic that goes through the mechitza. That's only where you have a boat that goes through. That's where you have the kiyas rabim. Now just take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll come back to the Magen Avraham in a minute. Mishabura Sipkat and Kuf Yutas. Kalalayam. But Salam Shahayala Mava, Shnei Stad, and Mivatim, Chaser, Shnei Rasha, Shemi Mizak, and Mara, Achalia Kalayam, Achal Ashmi read this before. Kasa Magad Avram. Dahacha Mairi Bimakam Sheinas Finos Omer Shangan Amal. We're talking about where there are no boats. Dilav Hachi Asuran Van Machis. If there are boats, then Asuran is going to compromise the Machis and say, yeah. Aval Kama Kwan and Pligi Alzeh. Magad Avram is not unanimous here. There are those that argue. Vizfirlahu. That even if the mechitzas travel through, it doesn't compromise the mechitza. Who's that? Sadi Dal, Knesset Yecheskel, Chemin Moshe, Hevino came to Beer Deviatosos. The local Moshe Hevino Magan of Rami Devrayim, Kudiv Knesset Yecheskel, the Kamak Bonim, the Befat, the Fima Sheiskem Ritva, the Shem Ramban, in chil a cloud of mechitzas bein lasivi de adam lasivi de shemayim they argue in tosos shelogi de ritos and they'll go zban shu yachal yirat as betach mechitzas v'nei she'ein ruchaka zil mizu kol kach hashiv es mechitza v'az ram v'az mechitza. Right, that was the answer, the Ramban and the Ritva to Tosin's Kasha. Not that we distinguish between Ne'am and Mechitzas and Ashram Mechitzas, we distinguish between whether you're in a relatively enclosed area where you could tell that you're Mukha Mechitzas, or you can't tell that you're Mukha Mechitzas, because the fact that you're in Eretz Yisrael and there's a river somewhere and a mountain somewhere, nothing to do with you, you can't tell from where you're standing that you are Mukha Mechitzas. So not everyone agrees with this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham thinks that the problem with Mechitzas Sayam, with Asur Rabin, is only where you actually have boats that go through, that go into the port over the Mechitzas Hayam. Take a look back at the Sharet Sea in Sadi Gimel. So the Magen Avraham said, we're talking about we have a Mechitza Sayam that's 10 Tvachim deep. Says the Sharet Sea in Sadi Gimel, Hu Adin, Kishum Mislaki to Sarat Tvachim Itach Arba Amas, Kisvasa. That's also true if it's a Shir Tel Mislaki, Magen Avraham. Mashmid Varav, Dim E Mislaki to Sarat Tvachim Itach Dalid, Eitzel Svasa, Asha Achakach Lissoch Hamayim, Hamidram Gadol Ma'od, Umislaki Shama Sami Tokhtal Amos, the Mashma, that if you don't have a Shir Tel Masakit at the river edge, at the river bank, even if you have a Shir Tel Masakit somewhere further along, Afilahafi E Nafshel Machitza, Shehe Aide Zem Mutil Tal Tabamavoi, Afshel Midran Zed, Eho Rafik Yud Amos Menasafa. That time, after Eshe the Minotorsh is a Yafid, who could El Elvisim Shimim Hey Yudalid, Magad Avram, Filahi came in to be their Banan. If it's not mislaked in the Shir Tel Masakit Samuch liyabasha at the end of the edge of the Yam, it's going to be a problem. So whatever we're talking about till now is something that the Mechitza Sayam that is of concern or that helps us is either the slope, either it goes straight down, or you have the slope, the Shir Tel Masakit of the seawall along the edge of the Yam. Yeah.
Even according to Magen Avraham. So yeah, Asur Rabba Matam Chitza, but
right,
we're talking about the rule of Ravid.
Right.
Is that good enough to be Matal Total in the, assuming that that's what he wants to do with the rule of Ravid, is the Matal Total in the Mavoy, isn't that good enough? Why do you need a, like...
So you're saying that Asur Rabba is not, necessarily a problem with rule of Ravid. That's a machlokas, but anyway, you could have mechitzas yam, which is more than ruach avias. Also, if we want to rely on the old Manhattan eruv and use mechitzas yam, that's Ram Manhattan. That's on four sides. Okay, I think we are out of time. So next time we'll talk about the possibility of a different shita that maybe mechitzas yam could be the yam itself, even without a shear tail in the socket. And then after we finish this up, we will go on to discuss the sugya of Paris Ruba La Omid. I'll send you those Rambam comments.
Who she does that the yam itself?
The Chai Adam, and maybe the Aruch, and maybe an Aruch. The Chai Adam is the most famous of the Akbarim, let's say.